This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Show who has recently put out their latest track, Sundown. We have Jess Bailey, aka Fables, here coming on to have a chat about that new track and potentially give away some deets about her new album, which is going to be coming up at some point in the future. Not too sure when exactly. Good morning to you, Jess. How are we?
Morena. I'm good.
I'm very, very glad to hear that. How are things in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yeah, a little grey. I feel like we're in for a wet spring. So it's a bummer when you want to put out the song of the summer and it's wet, but
How are you coping with the emergence of spring? Have you noticed any personality or mood changes?
I'm more of a moon sensitivity person myself. There was a real big one. I just cried for like 5 days, but I'm fine now. I just have allergies from spring, so that's cool.
Yeah, same. Are you popping some antihistamines?
Yeah, we love a little pharmaceutical.
Shout out to all my hay fever sufferers out there. It's annoying that they aren't just free because they're actually kind of expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive. So sometimes I just go about just openly weeping. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just raw dogging it. That's brutal, man. That's brutal.
Yeah.
I saw on your Instagram there's a really funny archive of stories from your time in Winton in 2018 when you tried a cheese roll for the first time. I'm originally from Southland, so I want to know, how's your time in that area of the country, and why were you down there?
Oh, so this was so long ago. We were doing a tour for Portraits, the EP that we put out in 2017. Mm-hmm. One side of my family kind of settled, I guess, in Invercargill. Mm-hmm. Or Nightcaps to be
oof. That's
exact.
So yeah. Rural. Oh my god.
Yeah, super but I had never tried a cheese roll until that day, so I thought I better get on board.
Mm-hmm. Nightcaps is right next to a place called Tinkertown. I had no idea about that. Oh my gosh.
It's beautiful.
Southland is a gift that really keeps on giving. I do recommend if people haven't gone there before, they give it a geese. Cheese rolls are pretty solid. They're pretty good. I want to get talking about this new song, Sundown, because you're writing the song whilst couch surfing after a period of personal turbulence, and you said that the song fell out of yourself and into your notes app. Where would musicians be without their notes app or their voice memos?
Traditionally, when my phone goes flat, it's like backs of receipts and kind of grubby serviettes, I always say that if I have a vessel, I'll fill it. So once it goes into the bag, it might not come out. Whereas if I have it on my phone, it's more likely I'll persist.
Really? So you're more likely to persist with your phone rather than a grubby serviette. That's interesting.
Yeah. I should start a scrapbook, but I struggle finishing things, so...
Fair enough, man. Now, I want to talk about that tricky time. You said for yourself that idle hands make for an unsettled mind, and this is made worse in the early hours of the morning. You're too tired to be awake, too awake to be asleep. Do you think that period of the morning and that kind of area of the sleep cycle is potentially a secret boon? You know, when the world doesn't seem very lucid at all and dream logic still kind of reigns.
Yeah, there was definitely an element of exhaustion. I hadn't been sleeping. I wasn't in my own bed. I was kind of figuring out so many things, and the easiest way to process those things for me was in song. It's kind of, or poetry. I probably would write about 5 or 6 awful poems before I'll make one kind of okay song. And yeah, you can kind of just write down the things that you're really scared to say out loud, which I always think is funny because then I'll sing them out loud for the next 10 years of my life. But that I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Fair enough, man. I love the line at the end of the song, Sundown Becomes You. Is it Sundown Becomes Me or Becomes You? I think...
Yeah, Sundown Becomes Me.
Yeah, in the context of what could otherwise be a very, very, very... kind of depressing song, it seems like you're making peace with a lot of things, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a lovely situation that arose post marriage breakup. I was like single for the first time since I was 17, and just kind of figuring out how to adult, how to have relationships, how to do all of those things without saying things on air that my mother wouldn't like to hear. You know, just kind of realizing, like, although it's a possibility that we could have a little fling, we didn't. And then just kind of sundowning is a term that comes from aged care facilities. It's like the old people witching hour, like when you get a bit delirious. And and I also used to be told by my mum or people around me that I wasn't very ladylike, like, you know, it's not very becoming of you. And so it kind of was just a play on this thing. And it, because I wrote it in the middle of the night, it didn't really need to make sense. So that's, and then I just kept it. I never changed it. I thought it was a filler. And then I was like, actually, this is actually what I want to say.
Well, I think it's really awesome, and in the context of the video as well, where you're dancing with this being made of pure sun. Well, what I assume is sunlight. Like, it's such a wholesome sort of smorgasbord. And I really want to touch on the video because some of the shots remind me of like old English comedies, like Black Books. That kind of budget style where the colour's weirdly warm, but it's also not very saturated. It's a really hard thing to pull off.
Yeah. I just wanted this really nostalgic, kind of playful, but have kind of surprising or new elements. I think in the genre of music that I play often, it's like quite serious all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. Woman stands by ocean longingly. And maybe my time for that will come, but I think in this, and for this song, it was just about kind of figuring out how to be alone a little bit. And so in the video, I kind of conjure up these, you know, people to be with me, basically, to hang out. And then, well, you have to watch it to see how it ends, I
guess. Yeah, it's a real wholesome time. It's a real wholesome time. You not only do you conjure up people, but you also conjure up a dog somehow. Because around the 20-second mark, there's a really funny shot of like the camera looking up at you, looking into a mirror, and there's a dog that just comes into the frame and like just looking at whoever's operating the camera. Was that intentional, or was that just an accident when that came around?
Absolutely accidental. We were supposed to film outside, and we actually hired this ex-Pentecostal church that turned into a yoga studio thing in Donnelly's Crossing, and we were going to shoot outside, and it was raining, and my friend Alina, who's in the video, brought her dog, who's really cute and just like wanted to be involved all the time. So we were like, well, the dog's involved now.
Can't do anything about that.
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, it's decided. And then so we were like, how can we include the dog? And so we did. And we filmed the shots. But the surprise one, that one that you're talking about, we didn't plan that. That just happened. And then we kind of filmed these B-roll shots with the dog, kind of thinking maybe we'll use them, but maybe not. But then we did. So, yeah.
It's such a wholesome vibe. It adds to the, you know, theme of togetherness and warmth quite well, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, you mentioned Pentecostals before. There's a lot of Pentecostal Christians down in Invercargill. Are you familiar with Pentecostalism?
A little bit, yeah. Like not familiar in the way that, like, I've ever taken part. but yeah, I did a little Google when I realised what the venue was that we were shooting in.
Mm-hmm. Not to be rude to Pentecostals listening, but it's a sort of almost like conspiratorial branch of Christianity. Like, they believe like the devil is an active force in the world rather than maybe like a symbol. Like, Pentecostals that I've met have tended to be a little bit paranoid.
Yeah, I think it'd be easy to become paranoid in that environment.
For sure, man, for sure. Now, you've got an album that's going to be coming out at some point. It's called Change is a Slow Moving Beast. Do you have any details you can reveal about that when it's coming out?
I've gone for like a very ADHD-friendly release schedule. So we're just taking it one song at a time. The intention is end of March, full album's out.
End of March? We can hold you to that? You're promising that here on the one?
No. I'm all care, no responsibility. The deadline is there for me, and I'm going to try and work to it, but we'll see how we go. I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and I am slow. I'm slow at doing things. I keep re-recording songs. Like, I've got about 4 versions of most of them.
Mate.
Just such a silly way to do it, but I think it'll be worth it.
Mm. Do you find, I mean, I talk to perfectionists all the time. Do you find it to be a bit of a curse?
I wouldn't even say I'm a perfectionist, but I think sometimes I do let the perfect get in the way of the good. But I think because of all of the things that have occurred in the last couple of years, I want to leave room for the unexpected. And so if I just landed with the first attempt at something, then I probably wouldn't have grown as much. Mm. Like, there's been so much development for me in terms of like the skills that I have and learning to speak the same language as the people that I collaborate with, and really kind of develop what sound Fables is, because when I started it was a folk band, true and true, everybody gets a turn, it's super jammy, we all just sing together, I'd have different lineups depending on where I played in the countries. It was just a collective of people that knew the songs. Whereas now it's quite a small, tight-knit unit, and they're just holding space for me to expel these songs out of me, which is a really different way of working for me. It's taken almost a year of trial and error to figure out what that sounds like.
Damn it. Well, it seems like, you know, getting your independence, you're getting your like a bit more independent in all aspects of life.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
I failed my restricted again, so that independence is not quite there yet, but we're getting there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still on my learners. I haven't even tried to get more restricted, so you're doing better than me.
Oh, man.
Calling change a beast, is that a value judgment, or are you just describing change as a sort of, you know, big lumbering creature?
Yeah, I think I feel like change in my mind is often this huge mammoth of a, I guess, persona or even task. It feels really, really slow and arduous, but then when you look back on it, it was way faster than you'd think. So it's kind of just trying to look at it from all angles.
And it's non-linear, and really I don't know if we actually have that much to affect change. It kind of just happens to you and you just roll with it, I think is how it works. That's
It's like a season. It kind of happens around you, and
like the moon.
It never stops.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you for coming on the program, Jess. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
Oh, just I hope that you like it. And if you want to find it outside of the radio, check it out on Bandcamp.
Do that. Avoid all those nasty streaming platforms. Go to Bandcamp.
Yeah, go to Bandcamp. I do a little like shimmy every time somebody downloads it or buys it or anything. So if you want to, you know how bees tell other bees there's pollen?
Yeah, by like having a dance. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I'll be doing.
That's so wholesome. Well, I appreciate your time, Jess. Take care and enjoy the big smoke, Tamaki Makaurau.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, folks, that was Jess Bailey from Fables. We're talking to her about her latest track, Sundown, which is out wherever you find your music. We're going to be doing a little bit of a, not a eulogy per se, but a memorial for D'Angelo, who has recently passed away. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But here is Fables with Sundown. You are listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Becomes me incandescent and fumbly. Would you call me your darling just for one evening? I am draped in mid-century in the rain.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.